Dickens. It gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all outdoors, loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right? But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. One nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Dopealicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on Napa ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats a piece, just blinding the nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money, might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Going to marinate on that for a minute.
Yeah. Welcome back to Attic Jams. I'm your host, Sarah Rodriguez, a lover of all things funky and fresh. I'm here every Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m., hopefully satisfying some of your musical cravings. You heard Outkast, the notorious American hip-hop duo that ignited back in 1992 in East Point, Georgia. And that song was Spotty Oddy Dopealicious. The next song I have coming up is by Imi Owusu. Early on in his career, he was a drummer with multiple artists, but during the 2020-2021 lockdown, he threw himself deep into the bush, took up surfing, and started writing songs with his friend Liam McGorry. He's currently working on his debut album, and this is his new song called Brown Supremacy on 101.9 FM CITR, UBC's community radio station. Scribbly Gum Smoke by the Aussie electronic duo that goes by the name of Desmond Cheese. That song was off their album Peace and Quiet from 2015. And now this next song, it really took me back to high school. I remember listening to Tame Impala back in 2012, watching Sunset at the Cliffs by Wreck Beach with my friends. But honestly, I never heard this remix until I was on a little jog recently, which is a really great time for me to dive into music and explore new stuff, and that brings me a lot of joy. But this song is called Half Full Glass of Wine, a Canyon's Drunken Rage remix by Tame Impala on 101.9 FM CITR, and you're tuned in to Attic Jams. That was Dragon Deer featuring Jordan Linnett and Jeff Franca, based out of Denver, Colorado, a cool combo of psychedelic blues and retro funk. That was Mirage et Toi, released back in 2019. Next up, we have Taurus by Glass Beams off their album that's funny enough called Mirage. There are probably like 3 or 4 songs on the show tonight that have Mirage somewhere in either their description, name, or album. And it's funny because my favorite name is also Maya, which means Mirage in Arabic. So it's just strange how this word just seems to sneak up everywhere in my life. But I wanted to let you guys know deets for an upcoming show. It's on Friday, October 7th. Miles from Home is opening at 8 p.m. Wayorda, our local indie folk band, will be at 9. The doors are at 7. It's going to be at the Fox, so check out their website for tickets, or you can buy one at the door. I also have a song by Wayorda at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. But I'll catch you guys in a bit. This is 101.9 FM CITR. all the mystical desert sounds. That was Cleopatra in New York by Nicodemus. That's a bit of an older tune from back in 99. As well as right before that was Safar by Convict, and the beautiful violin you heard was Raginder. Now, Raginder is from California, but Convict is actually from Surrey, so we got some Canadians in the house. And I actually went with a few friends to see him live last night, and it was a really beautiful experience. So check them out if you haven't already. And this next artist is called Anchor Song, originally from Tokyo, but is now based out of London. He creates live electronic music using a keyboard. He mainly performs solo, but frequently he adds a string quartet, and it really creates a unique experience. This is Tune a Stream by Anchor Song on 101.9 FM, CITR, and you're tuned in to Attic Jams.
Thank you. descalço até calejar. Essa dor que dá tem tempo. Estranha maneira de amar me leva sem era me ver até parar na beira do mar.
Na beira do mar,
pra lavar o que ficou. Foi, foi, meu bem. Se foi, foi. A roupa, a pele, a pouco sal.
O Amor Te Dá by the Brazilian actress and singer-songwriter Amanda Magalhães. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She's the daughter and granddaughter of two notorious musicians. Her mother was actually the backing vocalist for Baby Consuelo, a famous Brazilian singer, and she followed righteously in their footsteps. That song was off her 2020 album called Fragma. And just a reminder to check out the Fox for an upcoming show Friday, October 7th. Miles from Home is opening at 8, and Wayorda, our local indie folk band, will be up on stage at 9. The doors are at 7, so you can check out the Fox's website for tickets, or you can probably buy one at the door. But next up, we have the amazing Wayorda band with some words from Natalie about their song Maybe. I hope you enjoy this wonderful track, and I'll catch you next Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. on Attic Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, and you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR.
My name is Natalie Wiarda of the band Wiarda. This track, Maybe, is one of my favorite tracks and a song that I keep going back and editing and rewriting and reworking for the past decade, which is quite fitting because it's about the process of exiting fundamental religion and fundamentalist thinking. It's about not throwing out the baby with the bathwater and gleaning on to the parts that were true and letting go of what was not. The line, "How did we not know?" is one of my favorites because it's a line I repeated to myself a lot, dealing with the guilt and the shame of not realizing you were in a brainwashing environment when there was no way to have known because you were knee-deep in the middle of it. It's a beautiful track. The band and I had such a fun time recording it on our debut EP in 2021, adding more moodiness and more elements and levels to it. We hope you enjoy it. Here's Maybe.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections is every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon, on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
On Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?